Start Masecht Ervin, Dav Beis Amud Aleph, First Mishnah. Mavui shehu gavaya lamala meyesra mama. A mavui, that's like an alleyway, which really is, there are houses all around, and the houses open up into a chotzer, into a front yard, and then the front yard opens up into an alleyway, a path, which we go out to the Rishus HaRabim. That is called a mavui. Now usually it's like a dead-end street, that you have houses on both sides of the street, and there's a chotzer, there's a front yard in front of the house, that's the chotzer. And like we say, the chotzer opens up into the alleyway. Now the aloch of a mavui is, we'll soon see Rashi, is that really midiraisa, it's not called the Rishus HaRabim. Midiraisa, there'd be no issa to carry either from your house into the chotzer or into the mavui, or else carrying in the mavui itself on Shabbos, really there's no issa midiraisa. It's only midirabbonon, that the rabbonon always said you can't carry in a makom unless you have like four walls, or at least you have to have some heker on the fourth wall to know that it's not a Rishus HaRabim, but it's like a Rishus HaYochid, then you're allowed to carry inside the mavi. So now this mavi really has three walls all around it, just the fourth wall is opened altogether. So the rabbonon will make all that if you have a special takona at the entrance to the mavi, either you could put a kaira. A kaira means a beam that goes across the entrance on top. We'll see in the Gemara later the halach is how wide it has to be and how strong it has to be. But the kaira is a beam that goes straight across on top of the entrance. So if you have a kaira going across the entrance, the Rabbanan said, with that alone, you're allowed to carry inside the mavi. So the Mishnah says, mavi, shu gavoya lamalam yesra mam. If you have this alleyway, the mavi, and the entrance to the mavi is higher than 20 amos, so if you want to put the kaira now across on top of the entrance, the kaira, the piece of beam, this wood would also be on top of above 20 amos. And that's no good. Therefore the Mishnah says, Yemayit. The answer is you have to bring the kaira down, that the kaira now should not be higher than 20 amos off the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't tzarech, you don't have to be Yemayit. That means even though the kaira is more than 20 yamas high, still it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is. Zok Rashi, Mavui shu gavoya. Zok Rashi, Shehenicho es hakura lemala meyesra mama. As if the entrance to the Mavui is more than 20 yamas high, so usually the kura, the beam that goes across, is on top of the Mavui, so it's above 20 yamas. Now Rashi says, V'koirizu lahati letauta l'teicha bo. What's the purpose? Why you have to have a koira, a beam going across on top of the entrance? That's midirabbonan, to give you a heter to carry inside it on Shabbos. T'midiraisa isasar hoitzoris v'shus harabim b'Shabbos. Midiraisa, the only place you're not allowed to carry daladamis is in the Rishus HaRabim. Or else from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Now, umahi Rishus HaRabim, what is called Rishus HaRabim midiraisa, that sartaya upaltiya gedola. These are big meeting places that the Rabim comes to use it, the Rabim's pathway. Kedi amrinan, kedi amoran perakitiyas haShabbos. Like we learned in the beginning of the Masechta Shabbos. What's the hezber? She doimim ledigle midbar. These places, these big meeting places, the people comes to have their affairs there, that's doimim to the digle midbar. Rashi, the whole milah de Shabbos in Mishkan Gamrinan, all the halachas of Shabbos, we learn out from what took place in the Mishkan. Now, v'yagolos shalaviyim b'roichiv yudvav amo azli, k'di amoran b'azorik, like we learned the Gemara in Azorik, that the agolim, the wagons that Leviyim used to carry the Mishkan, took up a space of 16 amos, and that's the way they walked through the midbar. So that's how we get the shear that a Rishus HaRabim has to at least be 16 amis wide. And we came out there, the Gemara said that each agolo was 5 amis wide, and there were 2 agolos, and there was 5 amis in between, that's 15, and one more amor on the sides, so that Levim could go on the sides of the agolos. So the kitzah, it has to at least be 16 amis wide. Now, umafulish mi beis roshin. To be a Rishus HaRabim, it also has to be open on both sides of the street. Avo Mavui, Snarashi explaining now why a Mavui is not a Rishus HaRabim. Avo Mavui, Eshtens is Kotzerhu, V'yena Rokh of Yudvavama. Usually this alleyway, the Mavui is not so wide. It's less than 16 amos wide. Therefore, it can't be a Rishus Rabin. V'inam mirochav hu, and even if you want to have a case that it is 16 amos wide, of the Einam Afulish. We're talking about a movi that's not opened on both sides of the street. It's a dead-end street. El Roy Sheyechot Pasuch Rishus Rabin. For Roy Sheyechot Sosim, one side is open to the Rishus Rabin, but the other side is closed. The heavy mefulish, because if we're talking about a movi that is opened up on both sides for Rishus Rabim, the heavy mishtar yibakura, then that's not what our Mishnah is talking about, because in such a case you can't be matted to carry inside the movi with just a kura. Kedarmina b'gemara, like we'll see later on in the Gemara. Now the chiv on the lab Rishus Rabim, who since our movi in the Mishnah we're talking about that's not a Rishus Rabim, is sharul totule bay minatera b'li shum tikin. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry in this movi dal damis as much as you want, because it's not considered the Rishus Rabin. The Rabbonin gozer olei mishum deyasi lechlufe b'Rishus Rabin. But midirabbonin, you're not allowed to carry in a movi, even though there are three walls around it, still you're not allowed to carry dal damis in the movi. Why? Because if you carry here, people think it looks like Rishus Rabin, they'll come to carry in a Rishus Rabin also. V'shayua b'takanta delechia kura. Now the Rabbonin gave you a kula, that how are you allowed to carry in a movi? Well, what takorin do you have to do? Either put a lechi. A lechi means a beam, a piece of wood going up on the sides of the wall, going straight up. It's on either side of the entrance. Just put a lechi, put a beam that at least it's 10 tefachim high. No matter how wide it is, it's called a good lechi. Oikir, or else you have to put a beam going across on top of the entrance. To the heavy hekera, now the svara why the matter the kera, because the kera blives like a heker. It will remind you, to leilesi le mishra rishus rabim gemura, that even though you're allowed to carry here in this movi, people will see there's some heker, there's something to remind you, that only in here you're allowed to carry, but not in rishus rabim. So that's the loch of a movi, that if you have a kera, a beam going across at the entrance of the movi, you're allowed to carry inside this movi now. Now the Mishnah says, it's more than 20 yamas high, that's really possible. Therefore you might, you have to bring it down. The trash you might, yashpil. You have to bring the kura down, it should not be more than 20 yamas off the ground. The time of the first big Gemara, the Gemara will explain why 20 yamas, above 20 yamas is possible. So the Mishnah Baita, what about the horochov meyesar yamas? What about the entrance is wider than 10 yamas wide? Is also Yamayit. Or Bezoi, it's not called the Pesach anymore. Then again, you do not have the Heter with just a Kairo or with a Lechi, but Yamayit. You have to make the entrance less than 10 Amis wide. So the Eitzer is to put beams up straight across at the entrance to block off the two sides of the entrance, that the middle of the entrance should only be 10 Amis. But in case the entrance is more than 10 Amis, then the Din is Yamayit. So Rashi, for harochov meyesar amos yamayit, the zehu shir roichev stam psochim. This is how wide a regular stam pesach is. Utvei mihochi, if an entrance is wider than yud amos, 10 amos, lo mikri pesach. So Rashi, that's not called a pesach anymore. Ela pirtza, that's called an opening, a breakthrough. V'yanan b'inan pesach, it's when the Rabbonin gave a kula that a movi is huter with a curry or a lechi, it has to have a shem pesach to it, and not a pirtza. V'yanan b'inan pesach. So therefore, if it's wider than 10 amos, it's not called a pesach anymore. So what's the yetzer? V'tzorech lenayit kanim, you have to put sticks on the sides. L'mayit roichiv, to take away from the width of the entrance, can you saw some? To make sure the entrance is less than 10 amos wide, then it's called a pesach, and then you could be matter this entrance to carry inside the movi, either with a lechi, a beam going straight up on the side, or else a beam going straight across on top called a kura. Now here the Mishnah doesn't say klor Rabbi Yehuda is mechuluk Rabbi Yehuda dingzich, but we'll see in the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda dingzich on this also. He holds even though it's wider than 10 amos, still it's kosher. So the Mishnah, v'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, but let's say at the entrance to the movi, you have a tzuras ha-pesach, that means like a doorpost, you have a beam going up on one side, and a beam going up on the other side, and a beam going across on top, that's a tzuras ha-pesach, is afal pi shorochov mi'esar amos, even though the entrance is more the antenna is wide, and by itself it would not be called a Pesach, still ain't Tzorach Lamayit. You do not have to make the entrance take away from the width. You're allowed to leave it even though it's 15 or 20 amos wide. As long as you have a Tzorach Pesach, that gives it a Shem Pesach. No matter how wide it is, the Tzorach Pesach is matter. Rashi learns Tzorach Pesach means Lechi Mikan, if you have a Lechi on one side, the Lechi Mikan, a beam going straight up on the other side, the Kaira Al-Gabayim, and you have a Kaira Rosa Kona going across on top, that makes a Tzorach Pesach. So if you have a Tzorach Pesach, that alone gives it a Shem Pesach, so no matter how wide the entrance is, still it's Mutter, it's Hutter with a Tzorach Pesach. Zokt die Gemara. Tanan Hosen, as we learned there in the beginning of Masech the Sukkah, that what? Sukkah she gevoya, lamala meyesrim amo. If you have a Sukkah that the schach is more than 20 amas high, it's more than 20 amas off the ground, is psula. The Sukkah is posel, if the schach can't be more than 20 amas off the ground. For Rebbe Yehuda machshir, Rebbe Yehuda over there, says the sukkah is still kosher. Even though it's more than 20 amos high, still the sukkah is kosher. So the Gemara, Maishino Agavi Sukkah, Titoni Psula. How come by the Masechta Sukkah, the first Mishnah, it says Aloshin Psula? It says if it's more than 20 amos, the sukkah is Psula. Vagabe Movui Toni Takanta. Our Mishnah, when it says the Alocha, that if this Kura, this beam going across on top of the entrance of the Movui, the Mishnah says if it's lamala meyesra mama, if it's more than 20 amas high, the Mishnah doesn't say psula, stam that the movi is possible, you can't carry in here on Shabbos. The Mishnah says the takona though. The Mishnah says yemayit. The Yetzer is bring that kura down. Don't make it to be so high up. Let it be less than 20 amas off the ground, and then it's kosher. So for the Gemara, how come by the first Mishnah Sukkah doesn't say the takona, Eitz is how to make a kosher. It's just a psula. The gabe movi toni takanta. And how come here, Masech Dervin, the Mishnah says the takona, says how to make a kosher. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. First, the Gemara says, Sukkah, the yaraisa, toni psula. Sukkah, the halachis of a sukkah, that we have to make a sukkah and have to have schach, that's midiraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah, we knew the halach already. So therefore, when the Mishnah later on comes to explain the halachis, it's possible, it's shaykh to say the Lashon Toni Psula. It says that we learned already in the Torah, the Halach is about a Sukkah, you should know if you make the Schach more than 20 Amis, the din is that's Psula. Vashen kein movui de Rabbonin. The Halachas of Ervin, the Rabbonin were Mesach in this Halacha. It wasn't learned before by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Halach in the Torah. It's a Takona now the Rabbonin made up, Hilchas Ervin. Vemela Toni Takanto. When the Rabbonin now first tell you the Halach is, it's not shaykh to say the Lashon Psula, that it's possible. What do you mean it's possible? We don't know what's kosher. So therefore the Mishnah has to explain the takon. Let's see Rashi. It's Rashi, the toni takanta, the toni yemait, the toni possible. Now Mishnah just says the eitzah, doesn't say psul. Suk the teretz is the time of the day the eraisa. Could you mean in hosim laman yedu the reseichim? With Darshan, a posik laman yedu the reseichim, you have to be able to see the schach. Me la toni psula. Ho you look far me yemoisi moisha nitnu mi dezu. It was already learned the halachis of sukkah b'yimei Moshe. Ubo chachomim lefarish lecho. Shim lo yosa came psula. Now the chomah come to tell you the hezber, that if you don't do the way it says in the Torah, it's psula. Yishach lemiste boloshim paslus. Therefore the Mishnah could say, in such a case, it's possible. V'yaf agav, to mahan yibo takanto, of a kokamad loy mesakin leikri psula. Kozman yinat mesakin the schach, you don't bring it down, it's possible. So that's why there it says loshim psula. Mashen kein movui to chol ikra the rabbonin hu. Though a halacha not to carry in a movui without these takonas is only midirabbonin, like the first Rashi explained, that here it's not a reshus rabbi midiraisa. V'meila lo shayach l'meima be'loshen paslus. Sharei kan hitzchilu l'haroyscho iske movui v'taroysa. Hesia the Mishnah, the Masech Ervin, is coming to explain to us the halachas of a movui. O my psul shayach l'meima. How could the Mishnah say loshen is possible? Akati lo yadiach harabbonin shiura b'hochi. The Rabbonin yet didn't tell us the halachis, what's kosher. The listening im lo yosa kein posel, that we can learn if you don't do the way you're supposed to, it's posel. Therefore, right away, our Mishnah just says the halachis. You might, it's like telling you the facts, that if you put a kura, it should not be lamala mechof, but rather you might make sure it's not higher than 20 yams. That's one teretz. V'iboy yisayim, another teretz the Gemara says is the araisa nami toni takanta. In the araisa, it's also shayach to say a loshen of takanta. Like really in the Mishnah and Sukkah, it also should have said if the schach is lamala mechofama, it should have said yimayit. Elo, why didn't it say it there in Masech the Sukkah? Elo Sukkah din efishin milei. Since the first Mishnah there in Sukkah says a few halachas, a lot of halachas about Sukkah, is a mela posik v'toni psula. Therefore, al t'inyin is always to say a loshen ksoro. The Mishnah says it in short that these cases are psula. Ma'ashen kein mov with the loy nofish milei. This is our halacha here in the first Mishnah that just says the halacha of the kairu is lamala meyesrim. So instead of saying psula, it says the word yumayit. It's a short loshen, and it's shayach to say the takana without vimarach. Is a mela tonit takanta. Therefore, our Mishnah says the takanta. So Drashi, Tenefish, Emilu, Diktoni, Hossam, there the Mishnah and Sukkah says a few halachis. First it says, V'shein lo shalos stefanis. If you don't have three walls, the Sukkah is possible. V'shein lo gavoya asora. If it's not at least 10 tfochim high, the Sukkah is possible. V'shechamosam ruba mitilosei. If there's more sun than shade, also it's possible. So these are all the halachis. So therefore the Mishnah says, Posik v'toni psula. Tahash de motzi kaya v'toni lukula tichoda. He could say all these three halachas are psula. The yevit on a takanta, because if we would start to say the heterium, the takantum, like heavy motzle ravinulim is ninu, it couldn't have said it in short. It would have to explain each one separately. And the klal is, v'yomamar, li'olam yishana odom le'talmida derech kisorum. You should always learn things very shortly, today that they'll remember what you teach them. Therefore, the Mishnah would rather say the ansukah psula to say it short and not to be marach. Lashon can hear by Movi, all it has to say is Yemayit, very short, Lashon Katsaram, it says the Takona and not just Am Psula. So to Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. So Rav Yehuda says over in the name of Rav that what's the Machloikis now Mishnah, the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, again, that the Chachomim, Tanakama and the Mishnah says that if the Kura is more than 20 Yamas high, it's possible, it's no good. Not Mati or the Movi, no Yemayit, you have to bring it less. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't it, sir. Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's higher than 20 Amos, still it's a good Kura. What's the Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin about how high a Kura is no good? So the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rav, Chachomim lo limdu ela mipischo shel Heichel. The Rabbonin learned it out from the Pesach of the Heichel, that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. For Rabbi Yehuda lo limdu ela mipischo shel Ulam. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the pest of the entrance to the Ulam. The Ulam was the door, was the room before the Heichel. The Tanan. We learned, Sech Demidis, Pischoi Shel Heichel. How wide and tall was the opening, the entrance to the Heichel, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash? Was Gevoya Esramama. It was 20 Amis tall, high. For Rochboi Esramis. And it was 10 Amis wide. So that's the shear of a Pesach according to the Rabbonin. That it can't be more than 20 yamas high and not more than 10 yamas wide. Mashenkin v'shel ulam. How big was the entrance to the ulam? Gevoya aboyim ama. There it was 40 yamas high. V'roch boy esrim amas. And it was 20 yamas wide. Now, u'shneihem mikrecha doshu. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Chomin both dashed in the same posik. The posik says in Vayikra Gimel, v'shochatu pesach oyomoyit. Where should you make the shechita by the korban, by the korbanos? Make the shechita Pesach Oyel Moed, by the entrance to the Oyel Moed, which means to the entrance of the Kodesh, of the Mishkan. Now, the Rabbonin, Savri, Kedushas Heichel Lechud, or Kedushas Ulam Lechud. Each one has its own separate Kedusha. And an avoida that's supposed to be done in the Heichel, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is possible if you do it outside in the Ulam. Because the Ulam does not have the same Kedusha as the Heichel. Therefore, V'chiksev Pesach Oyo Moed, that the Pesach says Pesach Oyo Moed, that the Oyo Moed, the entrance to the Oyo Moed, is called the Pesach, is a Heichel Ksev. That's only going on the Heichel, that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it was not going on the Ulam, because the Ulam does not have the same Kedusha as the Oyo Moed. Only the Heichel has the same Kedusha as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not the Ulam. Now the Pesach says, Pesach Oyo Moed, for here we're learning that the entrance, the size of the entrance of the Oyo Moed is still considered a Pesach. Now what does the Torah call the Pesach? The entrance to the Heichel. not the entrance to the ulam. For Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Heichal v'ulam kedusha achasi. Heis the ulam, even though that was the room before the heichal, before the kodesh hakadoshim, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has the same kedusha as the heichal has. Therefore, an avoida that's supposed to be done in the heichal, if you do it outside in the ulam, it's also kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's like one kedusha. Therefore, the chik siv pesach oyel moed. When the Torah says a lashon, the pesach, the entrance to the oyel moed, you should know atavayu hu diksiv. It says it on both, zai on the ulam and on the heichal. Therefore, the entrance to the ulam is also considered a pesach. Now, how big and wide was the entrance to the ulam? That the Bryce the Mishnah Midah says it's 40 yamis high and 20 yamis wide. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a kairah could also be matter even though it's more than 20 yamis, as long as it's not more l'chura than 40 yamis tall. Because up until 40 yamis, it's still called the Pesach. That we learn out from the ulam. And uadin, it shouldn't be more than 20 yamis wide. Because up until 20 yamis wide, it's still called the Pesach. We learn it out from the ulam. See Rashi. Rashi oyel moyit. Rashi. Hu ha-heichel. That's talking about the heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sheshom ha-yunosim mizbeach hazov, v'yashuchon, v'yamunirom, uvekula ksiv oyel moyit. And all these things, it says in Lashon Oyel Moed, and it says Pesach Oyel Moed, therefore the entrance into the Oyel Moed is considered a Pesach. For Rabbonin Tzavri, Kedushas Ulam Tetrashi, Lav Kedushas Heichel. It doesn't have the same Kedusha. For Chol Avoides or Amuras Behechel, I have a Ovid Lub Ulam, any Avoides that the Torah says you should do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you do it in the Ulam, Shelofonov, that's in front of the Heichol, Loi Mischashri, it's not kosher. Hilkach, therefore, Loi Mikri Oyel Moed. The Ulam is not considered the Oyel Moed. For Loi Ashkechon Kro, the Likri Le Pesach, the Lei Pesach. Therefore, we don't have any Posek that calls the entrance, the opening to the Ulam, a Pesach. And like Rashi was Masbi before, that we admit the Rabbanan say, if it's wider than 10 Amis, it's possible, is because then it's called the Pirtza, it's called the breakthrough, it's not called the Pesach. As we have to know what is considered a Pesach. Whatever is considered a Pesach, an entrance, on that the Rabbonim will make all with either a Kairo on top or a Lechi on the sides. So the Rabbonim say, what's called the Pesach? The Heichel is called the Pesach. Therefore it can't be more than 20 Yamas high, and it can't be more than 10 Yamas wide. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even the Ulam, since that has the same Kedusha as the Heichel, when the Torah says v'shachat to Pesach oyel moed, the lashon Pesach on the oyel moed goes even on the ulam. Therefore, the ulam, which is 40 yamas high and 20 yamas wide, is also considered a Pesach. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says l'mala me'esrim, it's still kosher. So the Gemara another pshat. So the Gemara v'boyis same another Torah says, I'll tell you really, the Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas ulam l'chud u kedushas heichel l'chud. Really no. When the terrorist says a Lashon Pesach or Yom Moed, it only goes on the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That has a special Kedusha. And the avoided it's supposed to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you would do it outside in the Ulam, it would be possible. Because the Ulam does not have the same Kedusha as the Heichel has. So I bezoi, what's the husband of Yehuda? When the terrorist says Pesach or Yom Moed, it's only talking about the Heichel. It's not talking about the Ulam. And for the Gemara, there's another pasuk that says someplace in Nach, El Pesach Ulam Habayis. It says a lashon that the Ulam Habayis also called the Pesach. Pesach Ulam Habayis, the opening to the Ulam. So you see, if something is 40 yamas high and 20 yamas wide, it's still called the Pesach. So at the Gemara of the Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin svara? I have iksiv El Pesach Ulam Kidukamrit. If the Pasuk would have said El Pesach Ulam, the opening, the entrance to the Ulam, and the Pasuk would call it a Pesach, I'd be asking to you that even something that's 40 yamas high is still called a Pesach. Or Bahash Jadichsiv, El Pesach Ulam Habayis. But now the Pasuk says El Pesach, the opening, to the Ulam Habayis. I tell you, the Pshan the Pasuk is Habayis HaPesuach LeUlam. It means the Bayis that's opened up into the Ulam. That's what the Pasuk means. But not the ulam itself. Hayis habayis hapsuach li ulam. So Rashi, habayis hapsuach li ulam, vu heichel. Because the Pesach just means the Heichel. The Heichel is called the Pesach. So it's very good. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Like it says in the Torah, V'shocha to Pesach Oyomoyed, only the entrance to the Oyomoyed, to the Heichel, that's called the Pesach. But the opening to the Ulam, we don't have any Pesach that calls it a Pesach. And here in this Pesach that says, Al Pesach Ulam Habayis, the Rabbanan say it means the opening to the room before the Ulam. Means the opening to the Heichel, that's called the Pesach. And the Heichel, we know, was only 10 amos wide and 20 amos high. So anything more than that is not called a Pesach. Now, exactly where this Pesach is, Tosfos says, Tehsib or Pesach Ulam Abayis, or Tosfos, Zeha Pesach, Eino Bishum Mokim. There's no Pesach in Ach that says that has this Pesach. The Yoyma Re, the Re says, though, the Metzino Tehsib, it says in the Pesach in Yecheskel, Ulam Habayis, one Pesach, Uvekura Achrinin, and another Parsha, Tehsib, Pesach Habayis. Mela vehevi kilu nichtav behedje bechat kruo. Pesach ulam habayis. That's pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okama rabbonim, iksev pesach ulam kategamer, pirish lohoye kose beshum makam ulam habayis. So the way Tosfos learns is poshut. It never says it in one place, ulam habayis. So the kid said, this is the machlokes. At least the way Rav learns, this is the way Rav learns the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbonim in our Mishnah. That the Rabbanan learn out the Shir of a Pesach from the Heichel, which was 20 high and 10 wide, and Rabbi Yehuda learns out the Shir Pesach from the Ulam, which was 40 Yamas high and 20 Yamas wide. We'll soon see this is the way Rav learns. The Gemara later on Daf Gimel will say another Hezber, other Pshatim, what the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is. So the Gemara now. For the Mark Hashanah, for Hakik Siv Hai, Permishkan Siv. The Chud is a Kash according to Rav, Zai according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zai according to Rabbonin. How could they learn out the Shita from the Posik? Vishocha to Pesach Oyomoyid, that the Torah called the Pesach to the Heichel, Oshain Pesach. This Posik is talking about the Mishkan. Vishocha to Pesach Oyomoyid is talking about the Mishkan, not about the Beis Hamikdash. It's talking about the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, we know how high was the Mishkan. The whole Mishkan, the Kroshim, were only 10 amos high. So besides the Pesach to the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan was also only 10 amos high. So Bechlau, how do we know a Pesach goes even 20 amos high, like by the Heichel? This Pesach is only talking about the Pesach to the Mishkan. And the Pesach to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichel, and the Mishkan was only 10 amos high, not 20 amos high. So Drashi, Vokik Siv, Pesach Oyemoyid, B'Mishkan, Shehoye B'Midbok Siv. There was no ulam there. And the opening to the Heichel to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Mishkan was only 10 amos high. The Kroshim were only 10 amos high. So that's all the whole height of the Heichel was. So how does the Rabbonim know that 20 amos is still called a Pesach? And for the Gemara, Ashkechon Mishkan. The Ikrei Migdash. We find that the Mishkan is also called Migdash. Okay, so we have certain halachas about the Migdash, about the base of Migdash. Those halachas apply to the Mishkan also. Because Mishkan is also called Migdash. But what's Magay to us is, U Migdash, the Ikrei Mishkan. We also know that the base of Migdash is also included in the Mishkan. When the Pasuk says Mishkan, Huwa din it means the base of Migdash also. So Mel is good us, even though the Pasuk says Pesach Oyomoyud, is talking about the Mishkan, this Pesach also goes on the Beis HaMikdash. So Pesach Oyomoyed is as if it's saying the opening to the Heichel in the Beis HaMikdash. And there it was 20 Yamas high. That's how we know that a Pesach is even 20 Yamas high. Now first of all, we bring a Raya, that we learn out one from the other. Diloy Tei Mahochi, because if you're not going to say like this, that when the Pesach says Mishkan, it means the Beis HaMikdash also. Hodi Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Not that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said halacha that shlomim sheshochaton koydim sichas dalsos heichol. If the koyin was makriv the korban shlomim in the morning, before the levium opened up the delis to the losos of the heichol is psulin. That korban shlomim is posel. If you bring the korban shlomim in the morning before they opened up the losos of the heichol is posel. How do we know this? Shinema, the Pesach says, V'shochatu Pesach Oyomoyed. When can you bring the Korban Shlomim? By the Pesach of the Oyomoyed. Now we dashin bisman shepsuchim. Dafka when the losos are opened. For loy bisman shein ulam. And not when the doors are still closed. If the doors are still closed, the korban is possible. Now the kasher is vaki k'siv ahei b'mishkan k'siv. This pasuk of Bishocha to Pesach Hayomoyed is talking about the Mishkan. So by the Mishkan, we'll know it's possible. How does Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel know to say that even in the Beis Hamikdash, if you bring a Shlomim before they open the doors of the Heichal, will be possible? The pasuk is talking about the Mishkan, not about the Beis Hamikdash. So how does he not learn us from this pasuk Aloch what's going to get to the Beis Hamikdash? Elo the pshat is, Ashkechon Mikdosh the Ikri Mishkan. We know that the Beis Hamikdash is also called Mishkan. So Mela, when the Pasuk says Halacha of the Mishkan, Hu Adin it applies to the Beis Hamikdash. Or Mishkan the Ikri Mikdash. And Hu Adin, the Mishkan is also called Mikdash. So if we have Halacha that applies to the Beis Hamikdash, Hu Adin would apply to the Mishkan. So that's what. Yeah, again, so the Gemara said, El Ashkechon Mikdosh the Yikre Mishkan. We know that the Mikdosh was called a Mishkan. Or Mishkan the Yikre Mikdosh. And who are then the Mishkan is also included in the Mikdosh. So whenever we have a locha negaya to one, it applies to both of them. Now the Gemara brings down Pesukim. How do we know this? Agav Tursa speaks out, even though there are Gemaras in Chulin and Shruas, that's Mashma, we do not learn out a dinim from the Beis Hamikdash to the Mishkan, or a dinim from the Mishkan. We need two different psukim, one for the Mishkan and one for the Beis Hamikdash. So I think the Ritzvah says the Hezbr is that if it's totally in the Kedusha Sheboi Savada, the Mishkan had one Kedusha and the Beis Hamikdash had another Kedusha. But things that are not negated to the Kedusha Sheboi, it's just a Metzias, like here. We want to know that Pasuk says Pesach Oyomayid, that the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Zion the Mishkan, and Zion the Beis Hamikdash is called the Pesach, that we can learn out one from the other. That's not totally in the Kedusha, that's a Metzias. What was called the Pesach, the opening to the Heichal, that's called the Pesach. So we learn out one from the other. Even though the Pasuk says, V'shocha to Pesach Oyomoyed, means the opening to the Oyomoyed, to the Mishkan was called the Pesach, but it's as if the Pasuk said, Hu Adin by the Beis Hamikdash, also was called the Pesach. So the Gemara, Bishleima Mikdash the Ikri Mishkan, Bishleima the Beis Hamikdash is called the Mishkan in the Torah. Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'nosati et Mishkani b'sreichachem. I will give my Mishkan between you. So Rashi learns, Ukishenema Mikra Zek Parhukam HaMishkan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this Pasuk, the Mishkan was there already. Shirei B'teros Kanem Nichta V'choloisai HaSefer B'yoyimoyed Nemer. Kedichsiv Yedaber Hashem Elov M'yoyimoyed. We are laser Mishkan Hoyim Aftichonoid, on which Mishkan was the Kodesh Baruch Hu Maftich them, im lo yala Mikdash. If not, that Hashem is telling you that I will give you the Mikdash. So the Pasuk says Mishkan, and it means Mikdash. Zem Madach, whenever the Pasuk talks about the Mishkan, it means the base of Mikdash also. El Mishkan, the Ikre Mikdash Minolan. How do we know if I care? Now this is not negated to us here, but Stam we're asking. How do we know if there's a locha negated to the Beis Hamikdash, it applies to the Mishkan also? How do we know that the Mishkan is also included in the Mikdash? Ilema midichsiv. If you want to say from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, v'nosu hakohosim noisai hamikdash v'kimu es hamishkan ad boyim. Says the kohosim that carried the Mikdash until they put up the Mishkan. So you see here we're talking about the Mishkan, and the Pasuk says loshin noisai hamikdash. Zemendok that the Mishkan is included in the Mikdash. So the Gemara name, Hahu, the Amidais,